And we welcome you back into the pavilion here in Villanova, Pennsylvania, where the Monmouth University men's basketball team is just about ready to tip off with the Villanova University Wildcats, a team that last season lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament. A couple years ago, they were a Sweet 16 team and also a team that Monmouth has met in the past. The Hawks fell at Villanova a season ago. Really, one of the games that most people will recognize in this series is back in 2006 when the Hawks fell to the Wildcats in the first round of the NCAA tournament down in the Wachovia Center, a 58-45 game that most people were very surprised to see how close it was. The Monmouth team now, wildly different from the Monmouth team that took the court back in 2006. Let's get to the starting lineup for both teams as the Road Hawks are being announced first. They'll start in the backcourt with Deion Nesmith, who will see his first action in a Monmouth uniform after sitting out last season. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Jesse Steele, the 5'8 junior, averaged just under 9 points a game last year. Mike Myers Kitt will lead the front court, 10.1 points per game a season ago, the squad's leading scorer. He's joined in the front court by a pair of weights. Same last name, spelled differently, and no relation. Ed Waite and Phil Waite. Phil, the big center, standing at 7'1", 245. We'll take a quick look at the Villanova starting lineup. The coach Wright will send forward in this contest. It's led by Malik Waynes, the preseason all-second team Big East selection. 13.8 points per game a year ago for the junior from nearby Philadelphia. He's joined by Dominic Cheek, a 6'6 rangy guard, averaged just under 6 points a game last year. James Bell will get the start opposite him, a sophomore expecting big minutes this year. The lone freshman in the starting lineup is 6'6, 205-pound Darren Hilliard, and they're joined up front by Mukhtar Yaru, the 6'10, 250-pound center, averaged 8 points and 7 rebounds a game last year. Now, as I bring my broadcast partner for the evening, Steve Mazzaz, back in, and Steve, a loud atmosphere tonight, a raucous pavilion on the campus of Villanova. What are the keys in the game for the Monmouth Hawks tonight as they take on Villanova?
Eddie, my first key is to slow Malik Waynes down. He's going to get his shots off, he's going to get his points, but you're going to slow him down. You want to make this night as difficult for him as possible. I would like to see the Hawks make him a jump shooter. He shot 27% last year from three. I think if he's taking jump shots, that means he's not getting into the lane, he's not drawing fouls, he's not dishing out to players and getting other guys involved. Other role players that need to have an opportunity and step up that are looking for their chance. If Malik Waynes is taking jump shots, he's not doing that for those guys. That would be my first key. Second is Phil and Ed Waite need to establish themselves. I would like to see Ed Waite be the go-to guy this year. He's got all the potential in the world. He is very trim. He looks to be in great shape. Same thing with Phil, by the way. I'm just excited to see the Waites establish themselves as the go-to guys for this team. Next, Eddie, is the offensive rebound differential. Yes, it's an exhibition game, but in Villanova's exhibition game on Tuesday night, they had 24 offensive rebounds, right? NYIT, New York Institute of Technology, had 22 defensive rebounds. That means Villanova rebounded more of their own misses than NYIT did. So it's going to be up to Ed and Phil and Mike. And the guards, too. The guards have to box out. A lot of the Villanova guards like to crash the boards. So it's up to this whole team to box out and get a rebound. And lastly, Eddie, tempo and turnovers. The Hawks are going to be up and down the floor, but it's new to them as well. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of decision-making the Hawks have in transition. Villanova likes to run, too, and it was very interesting to hear the coaches. They don't want Villanova to slow Monmouth down, which is quite the role reversal from years past.
Yeah, when was the last time we heard that?
I don't think we've ever heard it before.
The officials for tonight's contest, John Cahill, Brian O'Connell, and Chris Beaver, the Big East officiating crew. It's a big game. It's the first game in the King Rice coaching era. Monmouth takes the court in their road midnight blue uniform. White stripe down the left and right side. Monmouth script across the chest. Number in Monmouth barrier font on the front and back. Villanova will take the court in their home white uniforms. Villanova in navy on the chest. The number in navy on the front and back. And a blue and white stripe down either side. It's Phil Waite and Mukhtar Yaru to tip things off. Phil Waite wins the season opening tip for the Hawks, and Jesse Steele will initiate the offense going right to left on your radio dial.
Eddie, what an atmosphere we have already. I mean, this place is sold out. It's packed. The student section is loud. It's great. What an atmosphere to start this game, huh?
Ed Waite dribble drive with a left hand, loses it out of bounds. It'll go to Villanova. So a turnover on the Hawks' first possession of the season. We're scoreless here in the pavilion.
On that possession, Eddie, the Hawks tried to isolate Phil Waite down low with a double screen action on the opposite side. They weren't able to get him the ball, though.
Wayans will dribble with a left hand in between the circles for Villanova. Calls out orders. Gets a screen on the left wing. Goes down low to Yeru. Ed Waite got a hand on it. It's out of bounds off of Muftel Yeru. Ed Waite comes up with a steal. Knocks it away. And it'll go back to the Hawks. 19:28 to go in a scoreless first
That's
half.
That's a nice job. Good help defense by Ed Waite. Phil Waite was out hedging on the ball screen. Ed got into the middle of the lane to help. Was able to knock it off Yeru.
Jesse Steele will initiate the point. Deion Nesmith has it on the left wing. He tries to go top of the key. It's intercepted by Dominic Cheek. He throws it down with two hands, and the Villanova Wildcats take an early 2-0 lead.
Looks like the Wildcats are in their patented 1-2-2, and now they fall back into a man. Sometimes the Wildcats will show a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press.
Waite has it on the right wing. Dribble drive with a right hand on the right baseline. Picks up his dribble. He stepped out of bounds. It'll go over to Villanova. So a couple of early turnovers for Ed Waite. Villanova leads 2-0 just over a minute gone by.
This is something that you don't want to see from the Hawks. It's a great atmosphere. It's loud. First game of the year. But if they're putting the ball down and dribbling too much, that's not what you want to see. You want to see them swing the ball around the court a little bit.
Hilliard will go to Wayans in the corner. A three on the way for Malik is short. Jesse Steele with a rebound for the Hawks. Now they want to push. Steele. We'll kick it over to Nesmith on the right wing. Kick it out now. Steele, top of the key. He lost it and got it back. The Hawks will reset the offense. Myers Kitt, left-hand drive. We'll go top of the key to Nesmith. Now back over to Steele. Minute and a half gone by. Steele with a ball screen from Waite. We'll try to get into the lane. He does. Righty finger roll is no good, but a blocking foul. As Cheek stepped in, and Steve, he stepped in that new arced lane underneath the basket for the block.
I think that's a great addition to college basketball, Eddie. It'll be interesting to see how that affects the game. Coming back on the offensive end, it's great to see Jesse Steele get to the basket and be an offensive threat. You want your point guard, if the offense is breaking down, to be a threat on offense and be able to get to the basket and draw some fouls.
So Jesse Steele will go to the foul line. His first free throw is good. That's Mamet's first point of the season. Last year, Steele averaged 8.9 points per game. He shot just under 90% from the free throw line. A couple of dribbles for Steele. His second free throw is also good, so the Hawks tie things up with Villanova at two.
Malik Wayans took a three-pointer in the corner there right when he caught it. I think the Hawks will have him take that shot all game long.
Up top, it's Yeru. He goes up with the right hand. He's blocked by Myers Kitt. Jesse Steele comes down with the rebound. The Hawks want to run. It's a three-on-three. Steele, pull-up three in transition. It's good. He got the friendly roll, and the Hawks go up 5-2.
Not a shot you've seen from Monmouth in the past, the pull-up three in transition. Jesse knocks it down.
How about the defensive play by Myers Kitt also to get up and challenge Muftel Yeru?
How about a 6'10", 260-pound guy ripping through on the sideline?
That's another good point. Top of the key, it's Bell. He'll go on the right side. Darren Hilliard, the freshman. Ball screen from Bell. Pick and pop. A three on the way for Bell. No good off the glass. Yeru with a rebound. Up fake. His shot is missed, but he's fouled by Phil Waite with 17:43 to go in the first half. Mammoth leads Villanova 5-2.
That's one of the keys to this game, Eddie, is the offensive rebounds for Villanova. The Hawks have got to box out. They've got to get on the glass, and they got to get up for rebounds. That time, Yeru was able to get position.
So at the line is Muftel Yeru, the main front court player for this Villanova Wildcats team. A silent pavilion as Yeru hits the first free throw last season. Yeru shot 66% from the foul line, Steve. He averaged 8.7 rebounds a game.
He is one big guy, Eddie. That's for sure.
6'10", 250, hit the first free throw. Also hits the second free throw. So now Mammoth leads by a point, 5-4, 17:40 to go in the first half. You can hear the Villanova students section in the background. They are strong. The Hawks with the basketball. Nesmith, left-hand dribble, ball screen from Waite. Picks up his dribble. Will cross it. Now it's Myers Kitt in the left corner. Loses the ball. Ball's on the ground. Nesmith hits the ground. Phil Waite comes up with it. And he tries to skip one over to Jesse Steele. It goes into the backcourt. So that'll be a turnover for the Hawks. Steve, already their third of the game.
Eddie, when you play good teams, you want to be quick, but you don't want to hurry. And a lot of the Mammoth guys are trying to be too fast with the ball. They've got to relax a little bit and settle into this game.
The Hawks lead by one, 5-4, 17:15 to go in this first half. It's Dominic Cheek on the left wing in front of the Mammoth bench. He goes into the corner to Darren Hilliard. Spin on the baseline. We'll try to go to Yeru, top of the key. He kicks it in the corner now. Cheek, a three on the way. Is all net for Villanova. And the Wildcats go up by two.
There's one of those Villanova role players that's looking to have a breakout year this year.
So the Hawks trailing by two now. Myers Kitt has it on the left wing. We'll go in the left corner. So Ed Waite. He goes down low to Phil Waite, who converts over Yeru. That's the best Phil Waite's looked in a while on offense.
You know, Phil Waite looks great, Eddie. He's very trim. He's running all over the court. He's coming out to set ball screens way up high. Nice move right there by Phil.
So we're all tied up at 7, 16:35 to go here in the first half. Bell will go to Hilliard. The lefty will tee up a three. That rattles home. And the Wildcats back-to-back triples. Steele will cross the timeline for the Hawks. We're nearing the 16-minute first half timeout. Nesmith will go to Myers Kitt, top of the key. The Hawks trail by three, 16:13 to go first half. Nesmith will pump it a three, then go to Myers Kitt. He gets his player in the air. Pull-up jumper for Mike is on deck. The Hawks trail by one.
Nice-looking jump shot right there by Mike Myers. Got his guy in the air. Nice pull-up from 15 feet.
Wayans will walk things up for Villanova as we're now in the 16-minute timeout range. The Wildcats with the ball. They lead by one, 10-9. Wayans dribble will go top of the key. Bell will hand off for Darren Hilliard. He'll try another three. This one's short, and there's a foul down low. It will go on the Hawks. It looks to go against Phil Waite. So if that's on Phil, Steve, it looks to be his second early on. That is a foul on Phil.
That's going to be a concern for the Hawks, not only in this game, but throughout the year. That's Phil Waite. First 4 minutes into the game, he's already got two fouls.
The Hawks trail Villanova 10-9. It's 15:47 remaining in the first half. We'll step aside. 30-second timeout. We'll bring it back. You're listening to Monmouth University Men's Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Football season is in full swing at Baker's Water Street Grill, and now that there's a chill in the air, it's time to come in, sit by the fire, and enjoy Tom's River's favorite hometown sports bar. With 21 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house, and Baker's Water Street Grill is the place to be for all the action. There are drink and appetizer specials during all NFL games and weekly giveaways, plus there's Wi-Fi access for all you fantasy football fans. No need to wait for game day. Join them any day of the week for lunch, dinner, and the area's best happy hour. Baker's Water Street Grill, located on the water in downtown Toms River.
This is Ken Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
We welcome you back inside the pavilion on the campus of Villanova University. Eddie Acapinti, happy to be broadcasting alongside my partner this evening, Steve Bazzaz. And the Monmouth Hawks trail the Villanova Wildcats 10-9 with 15 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the first half. We'd like to remind everyone that the Monmouth University football team in action tomorrow against Albany, 12 noon at Kessler Field. Myself and Matt Harmon will have the call right here on the Shore Sports Network. Steve, the Hawks trail by one, 10-9, and thus far, they're only down by a point, and they've turned it over three times. So some positives to take out of the first 5 minutes.
Absolutely some positives, Eddie. One negative is that Phil Waite's already got two fouls. That's a concern. Daniel James is going to come in to replace him, the sophomore. Austin Tillotson is now checked in. He's the freshman point guard. I love this sub from Coach Rice. You bring in two less than veteran guys, if you will. You have a sophomore and a freshman coming in, but you bring in Will Campbell off the bench, the senior guard, to add some spark, to add some scoring. I think that Will Campbell's role as a sixth man is going to be perfect for him throughout the year.
So they bring in the senior guard in Campbell and the freshman guard in Tillotson. Dominic Cheek will fire up a three off an inbounds pass. No good, short. Batted ball will fall to Will Campbell, and he'll look to trigger the offense now. He gets it into the front court in a hurry. Myers Kitt, a three, is short. Ball batted around will come down to Malik Wayans for Villanova. They go back the other way, left to right. He'll leave for Cheek, puts it on the floor, gets in the paint. His shot blocked out of bounds by Ed Waite. Fast and furious. I think we can use the term a lot this year, Steve, to describe the playing tempo of Monmouth University now. Inbounded to Yuru. He'll give to Wayans, the guard. He'll get the ball screen top of the key. Dribble with a left hand with Campbell on him. His pass is intercepted by Tillotson, and then Tillotson is fouled in the backcourt by Darren Hilliard. So nice play by the freshman.
Nice heady play by Austin. It looks like Monmouth's showing a little bit of a zone on the inbounds play, and then they get right back into a man. And as Austin Tillotson was running back to his man, he was able to intercept the pass.
So Tillotson, the freshman, will now run the point with Monmouth trailing by one. 15:10 to go in the first half. He'll hand for Myers Kitt. We know Monmouth wants to run. Coach Rice also pretty confident that his half-court offense can be efficient. Campbell with a left hand will get into the teeth of the lane. He'll hand for Myers Kitt at the right elbow. It's knocked away, and it's a steal for Villanova. Hilliard comes up with it. We'll go up to Malik Wayans. He'll get a ball screen from Yuru. Double hard by Monmouth. Hilliard will go in the corner. James Bell. And the Hawks recover defensively. He'll go top of the key. Wayans, Campbell, all over it. Andrew Nicholas getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Dominic Cheek will go to Muftau Yuru, top of the key. He'll put it on the ground, working on Daniel James. He'll lay one, it'll miss. He'll get his offensive rebound. Try to go up again. No good. And Steve, I saw you motion with the hands as Monmouth commits the foul. I think they missed the call on Mukhtar Yarou.
I think Daniel James played tremendous defense there, Eddie. Yarou sized him up at the top of the key and went to the basket. Looked like he took four steps in the lane. Monmouth didn't get a call. Offensive rebound for Villanova, and now a foul on Monmouth.
So Yarou will go back to the free throw line. He's already knocked down a couple of freebies in this game. The Wildcats lead Monmouth 10-9, 14-27 to go in the first half.
I'll tell you one thing that I'm amazed at, Eddie, is Mukhtar Yarou driving the ball from the wing and the top of the key. It looks like they're letting him go. And he's not really posted up with his back to the basket. He's more driving from the outside.
Andrew Nicholas, the lefty freshman, will check in. He takes out Mike Myers' kit. That foul was on Ed Waite as Yarou knocks down both free throws. Checking into the game for the first time for Villanova is number 22, Javon Pinkston, a good-looking freshman from Brooklyn.
The Hawks have been in a little bit of a freelance offense. I think I'd like to see Coach Rice here run some pick and rolls, get Monmouth a little bit more disciplined and situated. We haven't really gotten a good shot off in a while.
Austin Tillotson, top of the key. Will dribble with the right hand. He'll now hand for Will Campbell. Campbell will move on Hilliard. He'll look to get something going. He'll hand for Tillotson, 10 on the shot clock. Ed Waite, top of the key, dribble drive with the left hand. He'll put a righty floater up, but he gets the friendly roll, and the Hawks cut Villanova's lead back to a point.
Ed Waite, sooner or later, is going to have to realize that he's the go-to guy for this team, and when the shot clock's running down, he's got to make a play.
Already two freshmen and a newcomer, and Daniel James on the court. Michael Harris is going to join him. It's going to be a young Monmouth lineup at the next change of possession. Darren Hilliard, the lefty, will pump fake for Villanova. He goes up. Tillotson knocks it out of bounds. Hilliard and Villanova wants a foul, but it's a nice defensive play by Austin Tillotson.
Nice play by Tillotson to stay down on the head fake.
So right now on the basketball court for the Hawks, as Michael Harris checks in and Ed Waite checks out, all three freshmen, the redshirt freshman and Daniel James, and senior Will Campbell. Pinkston will look to hand to Waynes. He instead has to go left wing, James Bell. We'll put it on the floor. He'll pick it up now. Dominic Cheek will fire a three for Villanova. He'll knock it down. And the Wildcats go up 15-11. Almost 7 minutes gone by in the first half. The Wildcats lead by four. Nicholas will right off the bench fire a shot. No good. Short rim. Cheek with a rebound for Villanova. And they'll now push. Waynes will cross the timeline with the left hand. He'll look to move on Tillotson. Nice move in the lane. He's fouled on the way to the basket. That's a good hard take by Malik Waynes, and he'll go to the free throw line.
That's what Malik Waynes does, Eddie. But you know what? One of the Monmouth Hawks has got to get back, get above that now new arc in the lane, and take a charge. Three guys jump for the block shot instead of one person standing in and taking a charge.
Waynes at the foul line. Again, averaged 13.8 points per game last year. His first free throw is good. Checking back in for the Hawks, Jesse Steele. Checking back in for Villanova is Mukhtar Yarou. He took a quick breather when Pinkston came in. He'll take out the freshman, Darren Hilliard. One more free throw coming from Malik Waynes. At the table, getting ready to check in for Villanova, another freshman from Plainfield, New Jersey, Ty Johnson. Waynes hits the second free throw, so Johnson will check in for Waynes. So Jesse Steele will bring things up for Monmouth. With 7 minutes gone by in the first half, the Wildcats lead the Hawks 17-11. Daniel James has it left wing extended. Top of the key, Will Campbell. He'll pump it a three. He'll look to get into the lane, pick up his dribble, and he'll have to go back top to Jesse Steele. Steele with a right-hand dribble. Lay one up, and it's no good. And they rule that it's basket interference. The ball was bouncing around. I believe it was Michael Harris that got a hand on it. So wave any basket away.
They had a great chance there for an offensive rebound putback. Jesse Steele drove to the basket. He drew all the help. It allowed James or Michael Harris to go in for the offensive rebound. They just touched it a bit too early.
So Villanova holds a 17-11 lead. Pinkston tries to bounce past the bell. It's kicked by Harris, so it'll still be Wildcat basketball. Again, game reset. Villanova leads 17-11. 12:36. You're listening to Steve Bazzaz and Eddie Acapinti along the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network. Frank Costantino back in the studios of 1160 WOBM. Villanova basketball. Pinkston will get into the lane. Loses it on the way up. It's a steal by Michael Harris. He'll now go to Will Campbell. The Hawks will push into the front court. Campbell left-hand dribble. Will pull up for three. No good. Too long. Off the rebound will fall to Pinkston, who falls out of bounds, so it will remain with the Hawks.
Seeing a lot of threes in transition. First pass. Yes, Monmouth wants to go fast, but if it's not a great shot, you heard Coach Rick Callahan say they don't want to take bad shots. They want to take good shots. Just because it's the first open one doesn't mean it's the best shot you're going to get.
Campbell around a screen with a right-hand dribble at the foul line. Forces one up with a right hand. It goes in the foul. A miracle shot from Will Campbell, and the Hawks cut the lead to 4.
It's amazing. Will Campbell has just this crafty ability to get shots off at his size. He's done it his whole career. That time he drew the foul, and it was able to go. Hopefully for Will, he can make this foul shot to get a conventional three-point play.
I'll tell you what the players on the bench are saying. That's a whole lot of off-season workouts right there. That's the weight room coming into play as Campbell misses the free throw. And then Daniel James goes over the back of Javon Pinkston. So the Hawks still trail by 4 at 17-13 with 12-12 to go before halftime.
This is a big stretch here for the Hawks with somewhat of a young lineup in there. Yes, they have Jesse and Will. Now Ed Waite's going to come back in for Michael Harris. That's a good job by the rookie, by the freshman Michael Harris, to play some good minutes and spell Ed Waite a little bit.
So it'll be another freshman now. Ty Johnson triggering things for Villanova. He's hounded by the senior Campbell. Pinkston, another freshman for Jay Wright. Again, this is the Wildcats' least experienced team since 07-08. Step back jumper is good for Dominic Cheek. He's really asserting himself.
Dominic Cheek looks good so far.
Campbell in transition will go cross court. Nicholas dribble drive with a right hand. He'll have to pick it up. Cross court pass to Steele. He'll pump it a 3. He's got Muftal Yaru on him. He'll go to Campbell for 3. That's all net for Will Campbell. And the Hawks cut the Wildcats' lead to 19-16.
Jesse had the big guy on him. He did exactly the right thing. He went right to the basket, drew the defense, and kicked out for a shot.
Campbell guarding Johnson. Pinkston now running that 4 position for Villanova. We'll try to go to Yaru. He threw it away out of bounds. So the Hawks will get it back. Steve trailing 19-16 with 11:23 to go in this first half.
That was beautiful high-low offense by Villanova. Yaru was isolated with his man sealed in the post. However, the ball pressure made that pass extremely difficult. It was thrown out of bounds, and now it's going Mammoth's way.
We'll step aside 30 seconds and come back. We're at the pavilion on the campus of Villanova, where Mammoth trails the host Wildcats 19-16. You're listening to Mammoth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Extraordinary community banking. That's what you'll find at Ocean First. Hi, I'm Vito Nardelli, president of Ocean First Bank, where we've been taking care of our customers throughout the Jersey Shore community for over 100 years. For generations of local families, for our neighborhood businesses, since 1902, it's what we do. Extraordinary community banking.
Call 1-888-OCEAN-33 or go to oceanfirst.com. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
Back inside the pavilion on the campus of Villanova, where the Monmouth University Hawks trail the Wildcats 19-16, 11 minutes, 23 seconds remaining in the first half. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti along with you here on the airwaves of 1160 and 1310 AM. Also, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Again, we'd like to thank all of our friends at the Shore Sports Network, Frank Constantino back in the studios of OBM. Also, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka are doing Point Burrow Barnegat High School football over on 105.7 The Hawk. Steve and myself are in a hot, raucous pavilion on the campus of Villanova. Steve, thus far, throughout just over 8 minutes of this contest, the Hawks only trailed by 3 and are so far acquitting themselves fairly well against Villanova.
Eddie, the energy from the Hawks has been great. They're really flying up and down the floor. And you are seeing a lot of early shots from the Hawks right up in transition. They're pulling up for jump shots right off the first pass. They're shooting threes. And if the shot's open, the coaches want the guys to take it. But if it's not open, if it's a little rush, if there's a player running at them, they want to run some offense a little bit.
It's Monmouth basketball right to left on your radio dial. Steve, the Hawks thus far shooting 60% in this game compared to 38.5% for Villanova. The Wildcats drop back in what looks like a matchup zone. Will Campbell will fire a 3 in and out. And Muftal Yaru with a rebound.
That was halfway in.
Wayne's in transition. Crossover with the legs. Kick it out. Darren Hilliard right off the bench. Will knock down the 3. And Villanova goes back up by 6.
Nice play right there by Malik Wayans, picking the ball out.
Into the teeth of the lane, out to Hilliard, as now the Hawks will get it back with Ed Waite. Left-hand drive, he'll lose it on the way up and get the whistle in the paint. So Ed Waite will pick up, or draw the foul, rather. Mammoth trails Villanova by 6, 10:47 to go in the first half.
That's the versatile play from Ed Waite that we want to see. He catches the ball at the top of the key. He's got the big number 21, Marcus Kennedy, the big freshman on him. He goes right to the basket to make a play. It's a great job by Ed Waite.
So Kennedy, another freshman into the lineup for Jay Wright. As Ed Waite misses his first free throw, a couple of Wildcats check into the contest. Number 32, James Bell, checking back in. Also getting now our first look at number 24, Ashraf Yakubu, a freshman from the Bronx, and getting his first action from Monmouth University, Max DeLeo. So the freshman from Cinnaminson getting in the game.
It's great to see the walk-on get some action, Eddie.
Ed Waite knocks down his second free throw, cutting the Villanova lead to five. You know a little bit about that.
I'm really happy for Max to get in the game here in the first half. His energy level at practice is just tremendous, and that's what Coach Rice is rewarding.
So now Max DeLeo will actually get a hand on Malik Wayans' pass. It goes back up top, as now Daniel James will look to intercept the entry pass. It goes out of bounds off of James, but active defense nonetheless. DeLeo with the deflection, and James knocking it out of bounds. Here,
Daniel James, it's his length that's causing Yaru a little bit of problems down in the post. Yaru outweighs him by quite a bit, but it's the length that's causing him a little bit of distress down there.
As now, Jesse Steele, actually the Hawks will go zone on the out of bounds. As James Bell will leave one for Yaru, and he'll slam one home. And the Wildcats, Steve, go back up by seven.
That's something that Monmouth can't allow, is easy middle dribble to make a play. They've got to make that a little bit tougher.
DeLeo, top of the key, will go to a fellow freshman in Nicholas. It's now Steele. We'll look to get into the lane. He does. He'll kick it out. DeLeo. He'll throw a long shot up. No good. Back iron. Yaru with a rebound for the Wildcats. He'll throw it up to Dominic Cheek. Cheek one-on-one with Jesse Steele. Will lay it in. And Villanova goes up 26-17. And the foul.
I think he waved off the shot. I think he waved off the shot, Eddie, but Dominic Cheek looks very good in this first half.
They called the foul on the floor. I tell you, it's tough to hear a whistle in this gym. So that foul on the floor will keep things with Villanova. They're up 24-17 with just under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Wayans will pump fake at a shot. They'll now go to Yakubu. He'll put up a three on the right corner. It's no good. Back iron. Bell will get a foul called, as it looked like James Bell got a bit of a push-off on Max DeLeo, but they'll call the foul on the Monmouth freshman.
Looked like he pushed off a little bit, but you know what? A freshman walk-on from Monmouth University is probably not going to get that call here in the pavilion against Villanova.
It'll be a one-and-one free throw opportunity now for the sophomore, who's listed it being from Orlando, Florida, but he's actually from New Jersey. He spent a year at Monteverde Academy down in Orlando, James Bell. His free throw is good, so Villanova now up by eight, 9:48 to go in the first half. Tell you, Bell is a, Steve, good-looking prospect, 6'6", 220, almost looks like a football player instead of a basketball player as he hits his second free throw.
I mean, all these Villanova guys, Eddie, are just either are big or they're long, whichever one. Jay Wright knows what he's doing when he's recruiting.
Second free throw good, so the Wildcats up by 9, 26-17, 9:30 to go in the first half. Myers-Kitt has it top of the key. We'll go to Steele. He'll fire a long three. It's good for Jesse, 26-20.
And that's a huge shot from the Monmouth point guard. The team fell down 9 points. It's a big three to try to lift this team back into this game here in the first half.
Wayans with DeLeo on him between the circles. We'll go to Yaru. Left wing extended. His shot no good. Loose ball. Bell had it. Waite had it. Now Cheek has it underneath. And he'll lay it in to put Villanova back up by eight.
The Hawks missed a opportunity there. The shot went up from Yaru, 18 feet away from the basket. They'll take that shot every time from him.
Myers-Kitt spins in the lanes. Misses one short. DeLeo has the offensive rebound. And it ends up in Phil Waite's hands. But good hustle by Max.
Nice play by Max to keep the ball alive.
Ed Waite has the basketball on the right wing. He's got Bell on him. They'll go top of the key. Steele. He'll reset the offense. Monmouth down 8. 8:40 to go first half. He'll get a ball screen from Phil Waite. Steele will pull up for two. And it's partially blocked by Yaru. And Wayans will now go left to right on the radio. He'll go one on two. Lee for Yaru. He'll dunk in transition. And Nova goes up by 10. And Steve, Coach Rice needs a timeout.
It's a great timeout by Coach Rice. Try to calm the momentum down, calm the crowd down a little bit here in Villanova. Jesse, that time, Jesse's really making a lot of plays, and he's going to the basket, and he's being aggressive. That time he tried a little fadeaway pull-up jump shot against 6'10 Yaru. He had no chance to get that off. And Malik Wayans, being one of the best players in the Big East, he gets the ball, makes something happen in transition.
We've seen him be a distributor in this game and look good. We'll take a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard in Northeast Conference men's basketball. Quinnipiac trails Fairfield 57-51. there at the under 8 media timeout in the second half. Hofstra leads LIU 25-19. There at the under 8 media timeout in the first half. Robert Morris on top of Ryder 23-12, 6 minutes to go in the first half. Sacred Heart defeated Hartford 70-50. That's final. A couple games yet to be played. St. Francis PA at Virginia Commonwealth. Yale will go to Central Connecticut State. Mount St. Mary's on the road against number 21 Marquette. And Bryant will visit San Diego State University. Here the Hawks trail Villanova 30-20 with 8 minutes 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Ed Waite cross-court pass will deflect off of Press Row. That's a turnover for the Hawks. And unfortunately, it's another turnover for Ed Waite.
Too many turnovers for the Hawks. They're just trying to play too quick in the half court. They're going to get pressured from Villanova. They've been playing against pressure defense their whole preseason so far, but it is a little difference when you play a Big East team.
Ashraf Yakubu will airball a three. It's tracked down by Javon Pinkston for Villanova. He'll go down low to Marcus Kennedy. But give and go with Pinkston, and he lays it in. A lot of youth on the court right now for both teams. Nesmith, his floater, good off the window. Deion Nesmith cuts Villanova's lead back to 10.
Nice rip through right there by Deion to go up with the little floater off the bank. Nice job by the junior.
32-22, Villanova leading Monmouth. We're in under 8 media timeout range now, 7:30. Wayne's with Nesmith on it. Will go down low. It's Kennedy. He'll dunk it home for Villanova. And I'll tell you what, Steve, Malik Wayne's playing the role of distributor tonight.
Great look by Malik Wayans. That time Phil got caught in no man's land. His man went up to screen. Phil lost him, and he got behind the defense for a dunk.
Ed Waite on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. He'll go to Jesse Steele. We'll pump it a three. Wayans got a hand on it. Steele maintains possession. Nesmith now. A three from the top of the key. Is good for Deion. Five in a row for number one for Monmouth, and it's a nine-point Villanova lead.
Deion's got a beautiful stroke. Nice shot by Deion. Nice welcome addition to the team. Deion, he can shoot, and he can really play D, and right now we're watching him pressure on Malik Wayans.
That's his first year in a Monmouth uniform. Again, he was ineligible last year by the NCAA after transferring to the Hawks from Northeastern. Steele gets a hand on one of the Villanova players, dribbles it, ends it up to Wayans between the circles. He's got Nesmith on him, 10 on the shot clock. Malik Wayans, right-hand dribble. Goes down low, Marcus Kennedy. Kennedy with weight on him, spins. We'll go to the foul line. Pinkston puts it on the floor. His shot blocked by Ed Waite. Mike Myers Kitt one-on-one with Malik Wayans. He will miss the layup. And then Pinkston with a rebound. Villanova will go back the other way.
Missed opportunity for the Hawks.
Wayans does not miss his opportunity. He lays it in. In transition, the Wildcats go back up by 11.
That's a four-point difference right there for the Hawks. Mike Myers comes and misses a layup. Malik Wayans goes right down the court and gets a lay-in. That's a four-point differential right there for the Hawks.
I think Myers Kitt was anticipating contact that never came. So Villanova has a 36-25 lead. Steele into the lane,
great
kicks
kick.
It out. Myers Kitt for three, no good. And Wayans with a rebound for Villanova.
That's a great kick by Jesse. Jesse's playing one heck of a game right now.
Wayans into the lane, kicks it out. Yakubu for three, no good, back iron. And
nice
Myers Kitt skies for the rebound.
Nice board by Mike Myers getting up and getting a rebound.
He'll get it up court in a hurry. Jesse Steele will go to Ed Waite now, right wing. Nesmith, another three. No good off the back of the iron. And the rebound comes down to Marcus Kennedy. Villanova left to right. They'll go. James Bell makes a move. Short jumper, no good. Ed Waite with a rebound, and he's pushed out of bounds by Villanova's number 21, Marcus Kennedy.
I don't think this media timeout's coming soon enough for the Hawks. To me, this first group looks a little winded. This media timeout is going to be a little welcome here for this group of Hawks.
We've reached our third timeout of the first half. Villanova leads Monmouth 36-25. 5 minutes, 20 seconds remaining. You're listening to Monmouth University men's basketball along the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
You can hear how loud it is in the pavilion on the campus of Villanova University. Steve Mazzaz, Eddie Acapinti along with you on 1160, 1310 a.m. and Shore Sports Network.
and .com. My broadcast partner just motioned over to me. We're situated across from our bench. To our right, Steve, what would you guess is the number of Villanova students that are here tonight?
That's definitely a few thousand, that's for sure. It's great to see.
And the noise in the background, you hear the Villanova band play here. Again, the Hawks trail the Wildcats, 36-25, 5:20 to go in the first half. This is the first game for new Monmouth University head basketball coach Kate Rice. Their women's basketball coach at Monmouth University, Jenny Palmateer, Steve, will make her debut on Sunday at the MAC at 3 p.m. against Maryland Baltimore County. But it's been about 14 and change here in Coach Rice's first half of Monmouth basketball. And thus point in the game, turnovers, a couple of missed chances, the Hawks still only down 11.
Hawks down 11, but you said it, Eddie. Turnovers and offensive rebounds for Villanova have been really the difference right now in the first half.
The five that take the court for the Hawks, it's Jesse Steele, Will Campbell, Deion Nesmith, Mike Myers-Kitt, and Phil Waite. The Villanova lineup is Malik Waynes, Dominic Cheek, who's maybe been the best player here in the first half. Also number 22, Javon Pinkston, James Bell, and Muftal Yaru.
Villanova has eight offensive rebounds on the game. Monmouth only has two. That's extra chance points for a Big East team that you can't afford to give up.
And a zone look here from Villanova. The Hawks will look to execute. Campbell in the right wing will skip it top of the key to Jesse Steele. Nesmith on the left will go top of the key, Steele. He'll put a three up. That's no good. The rebound to Bell. Villanova 2-on-1 if they hurry. Cheek, Waynes, back to Cheek, who misses the alley-oop. And now the Hawks will look to run. Will Campbell on the right side will go 1-on-2. His wild shot is good, but wave it off. An offensive foul by Will Campbell.
Some up and down action there by both teams. The alley-oop pass was a little too high for Cheek. Will Campbell comes down, firing down the right sideline, puts his shoulder into the defender, gets called for an offensive foul.
Dave, Cheek's dunk would have gotten in. I don't know if we'd be able to hear each other. Monster attempt, but neither team able to score. Villanova still up 11 with a basketball. 4:40 to go first half. James Bell goes down low. Yaru loses it. It's a steal. Myers-Kitt will come away with it. The Hawks will come back. Will Campbell pull up three in transition. It is good.
Big
and the
shot.
Hawks cut the lead to 8.
Big shot by Will. Last time down, he got called for a charge. This time he'll just pull up from three and knock it down.
The Hawks now trail Villanova 36-28. 4:30 to go here in the first half. Big shot from Will.
Daniel James is looking to check into the game here. This is a great sub. If I'm assuming it's going to be for Phil Waite, you don't want Phil to pick up his third foul. Let's see where Daniel James is going.
Campbell ties up Waynes right in front of us. Jump ball situation. We'll give it back to Villanova as James comes in for Phil Waite. So a very small, very athletic lineup into the game now for Monmouth. Checking back in for Villanova, the freshman number 24, Ashraf Yakubu.
Daniel James played some good minutes when he first came in. Eddie, really, his length really bothered Diaru. Let's see if he can keep that up.
Ty Johnson, the freshman, will work against Campbell. He'll get a ball screen from Yaru. Good hedge by Daniel James. They skip it cross court. Yakubu with three. No good. It's short. And the rebound tracked down by Pinkston, but he traveled, so give the ball back to Monmouth.
Now when threes go up, there's going to be some long rebounds. Guys have to box out all over the court. That time, Yakubu ran in from the three-point line on the opposite side. Everybody is accountable to box out and get a rebound.
Jesse Steele will bring it up for Monmouth. 4 minutes to go in this first half. The Hawks trail Villanova, but only by 8 points. Steele loses it momentarily. He gets it back. He's got Ty Johnson all over him. Steele picks up his dribble. We'll skip things over to Will Campbell on the left wing. Nice move around Dominic Cheek. He'll get into the lane, put it up off the glass. No good. Yakubu with a rebound for Villanova. He'll get it ahead to Dominic Cheek. The Wildcats want to run now. Yakubu will lay it up. No good. But a blocking foul called on Deion Nesmith.
Nice call by Brian O'Connell. Deion was just a little late getting there to take the charge. But Deion is a competitor. He'll dive on the floor. He'll take charges. He'll do whatever. He's got football in his blood. And he'll do whatever it takes to help his team out.
There's a timeout on the court. We'll take one as well. We'll do a one-minute timeout this time. 3:46 to go first half. Monmouth trails Villanova 36-28. And you're listening to Hawks Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks. And check out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
Eddie Acapinti, Steve Bazzaz along with you here at the Pavilion on the campus of Villanova University, where the Monmouth Hawks trail the host Wildcats 36-28 here on 1160 1310 WOBM. Also, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Steve, Monmouth trails Villanova by 8. Not halftime yet. The score maybe raising an eyebrow or two across the country.
You know, the Hawks are playing hard. They're playing with a lot of energy, and let's give them credit. You know, they're playing hard. This is a tough place to play against a Big East team. Like we've been saying all game long, this atmosphere is amazing. The student section right over here to our right is huge, and they're loud. I mean, this is a tough environment, a tough place to play. Monmouth's holding their own.
Is it hot in here, though?
I'll tell you what, though. Coach King Rice's attitude is not to hold your own anymore, though. I mean, he wants to come in, and it's part of the reason why we're playing such a tough non-conference schedule, is that coach wants to win these games. He doesn't want to just come here and hold your own and then walk out with a loss. He wants to come in here and win.
Ashraf Yakubu for Villanova hits both of his free throws, so the Wildcats go back up by 10. It is hot, by the way. I asked myself a rhetorical question.
It is hot.
38-28, the Wildcats lead, 3:46 to go here in the first half. At halftime, stay tuned. Steve Bazzaz and I will give you first half stats. We'll take a look at the scores around the Northeast Conference, as well as go over some of the things that we wanted to go over early on. We'll get into some more detail about this 2011-12 Monmouth University basketball team, as well as the aggressive non-conference schedule that Coach Rice has put forward. Monmouth with a ball now, with Will Campbell top of the key. Now Jesse Steele around a screen. He'll pump it a three, shuffle to the side. His three, no good, couldn't get the roll. And Yaru with a rebound for Villanova, and he's fouled in the backcourt by Will Campbell.
That's a tough foul by Will in the backcourt, because now Yaru's going to the line. He was 94 feet away from the basket. That's not a good foul by Will. Jesse makes a great head fake there and gets Wayans in the air, but then he takes a sidestep to shoot a three. I'd rather see him go right to the basket and try to make a play, draw a foul, or kick to a shooter. Nothing against Jesse, though. Jesse's playing a great first half.
So 3:24 remaining here in the first half. Villanova leading Monmouth 38-28. Muftau Yaru at the foul line. He misses the first free throw. Hard off the back iron. Number 13, Andrew Nicholas, checking back in for the Hawks. He's 0-for-1 in the game. Played a couple of minutes early. He takes out Mike Myers' kit.
Now, Red's come in with the reputation of being a great shooter. He scored over 2,500 points in his high school career. We'll see if the Hawks can get him a couple of open shots here to end his first half.
Yaru knocks down his second free throw, so he goes 1-of-2 that trip. And the Wildcats now back up by 11. As the Hawks now with it. Deion Nesmith has it on the right wing. Put it on the floor with the left hand. Goes down low to Phil Waite. Phil will move on Yaru. Righty jump hook is good. That's a nice aggressive move from Phil Waite.
Nice move going over the left shoulder, putting up the little baby hook off the glass. Very nice move from Phil Waite.
A St. John's transfer, so he does have some Big East experience. And again, that's where the Wildcats play. Left wing for Villanova. Pinkston knocks over Waite. No call. He'll throw to Yakubu. Now they go around the horn. They go back to Dominic Cheek. A long three. No call of the three for Cheek. Late call from the official. The Wildcats up 42-30. A little hesitant putting that three up. Monmouth now trails by the largest amount they have in this contest, Steve, at 42-30.
Good pass.
Down low, Waite. He converts, and the foul off a great look from Andrew Nicholas.
Andrew Nicholas came off a screen looking to shoot. Two guys ran at him. Phil Waite was wide open going down the lane. Great look by Red to get him down, to get Phil the ball in a position to score. Phil scores, and now he's going to the line.
Marcus Kennedy checks back in for Villanova, back in for the Hawks. The freshman point guard, number 23, Austin Tillotson.
I call him Red because he has red hair. That's what everybody calls him. If you haven't seen Andrew Nicholas yet, he has red hair. That's why we call him Red.
We'll throw the nickname out.
Sure.
Got a timeout on the court. It'll be taken by Villanova, I believe. So we have 30-second timeout on the court. We'll keep things right here. This is the quietest this arena's been all half. Monmouth trails Villanova, Steve, 42-32, and again, this new-look Monmouth offense. We haven't seen too much in the half-court execution side of things, but the Hawks moving it up and down the court.
You know, Eddie, at this point in the game, 2:30 to go in the first half, I'd like to see Phil make this foul shot, obviously, and then hopefully, I'm a big fan of subbing on the make on foul shots. One, you could get Phil out of the game. He's got two fouls. You don't want him to pick up a third. And two, you could set up a press. You could set up maybe a trap, maybe a full court trap, maybe a little bit of press, slow down the Villanova offense, or try to create a steal. Right now, Michael Harris is at the scores table. We'll see if he's going to come in for Phil.
So Phil Wade at the foul line. 6 points in this game. He misses the free throw off the back iron.
You can't sub on the make if he doesn't make it.
It's pulled down by number 22, Javon Pinkston. Malik Wayne's dribble right in front of us. We'll work on Campbell, and they'll get Campbell for a reach right outside the top of the key. So the Wildcats will get it back. I believe they're in the free throw bonus situation. So a couple of free throws on the way from Malik Wayne's.
That's another foul by Will, far away from the basket. To his credit, though, it's Malik Wayne's is not an easy guy to guard. He just got called for a little bit of a chippy, but he did have his hands on him.
So the Wildcats up 10, 2:22 to go here in the first half. First free throw is good as a couple of Hawks check in. Mike Myers, Kit, Michael Harris coming back into the contest. They take out Phil Waite, and Will Campbell will take a seat. Campbell with three fouls already in this contest, so we won't see Will for quite some time. Waynes hits his second free throw. So the Wildcats now equaling their largest lead of the game at 44-32. Tillotson will now run the point. A bigger lineup in the game now for Monmouth. So good to his high school teammate, Andrew Nicholas. Now top of the key. Nesmith will pull up for a short two. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. They say off Myers' kit. Could have been cheek. It goes against the Hawks. So give it back to the Wildcats.
Nice play by Mike Myers to run in there and get that rebound. But he's got to go in aggressive and grab it.
2 minutes remaining before halftime. Malik Wayne's walking it up for the Wildcats with Deion Nesmith on him. He has it in front of the Monmouth bench on the left corner. Top of the key. It's Bell. Nesmith bats it out of bounds. So 22 on the shot clock for Villanova.
Monmouth will be aggressive on the ball, but they'll also be aggressive in the passing lanes, looking to get deflections and get steals.
1 minute, 53 seconds remaining here in the first half. Cheek will inbound, and his inbounds is stolen by Austin Tillotson. The freshman will lay it in, and the Hawks cut the Villanova lead back to single digits, and Coach Jay Wright, not happy, takes a timeout.
That's the second heady play we've seen from Austin Tillotson on the defensive end, anticipating the pass and making a steal. This time he gets a layup out of it.
So a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Wright.
Sorry to cut you off, Eddie, but it looked like James Bell had a chance for an alley-oop off the sideline inbounds, and I think Monmouth got away with one there because that could have really brought the house down.
1 minute, 47 seconds remaining in the first half. This is the first broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball on the Shore Sports Network in this season. We'll be with you all season long following the men's basketball team. We'd like to again remind you tomorrow the football team takes on Albany at 12 o'clock at Kessler Field. Myself, Matt Harmon, will have the call for you. But tonight, the basketball team starting things off here for the 2011-12 season. Down by 10 on the road at Villanova with 1 minute and 47 seconds remaining in the first half. Waynes will bring it into the front court. He's got Nicholas on him on a backcourt screen. He goes in the corner. That's Bell. He'll pick up his dribble on the wing. Top of the key, Dominic Cheek. Hits another three. He is really playing a strong first half for Coach Wright's Wildcats. They go up 13.
Sooner or later, Eddie, somebody's got to realize Dominic Cheek's hitting a lot of shots. And you got to get out and put a hand up.
He's got 18 and a steal here. Cheek comes away with the steal. Ahead to Yakubu. Back to Malik Wayne's. He gets a ball screen. He'll pull up for three. And that's good for Villanova. And the Wildcats go up 50-34 with 68 seconds to go in the first half, Steve. And Coach Rice takes a timeout.
And this is what happens when you play big teams, Eddie. The momentum starts going their way. They start hitting shots. Then their superstars start hitting shots. And that's when it can get away from you in a hurry. Nice timeout here by Coach Rice. Even though it's still only a minute and eight left to go in the half, Villanova could easily score eight more points in this half if he doesn't calm this down. Nice timeout here by Coach Rice. We'll see if Mama tries to walk it up the court here, get a good shot, get a good possession, and try to keep the momentum from Villanova down a little bit.
Dominic Chico, I'm really impressed so far in this first half. Guy who's come in, he was a role player for the first 2 years here at Villanova. Scored about 5 points a game last year. Now he's really thrusting himself into an opportunity in the starting lineup for the Wildcats.
So the Hawks were just down 10, now down 16 after a couple of threes for Villanova. Nicholas puts it on the floor. Lefty jump hook is good in the lane for Andrew Nicholas. The Hawks trailing by 14, 45 seconds to go first half. Waynes gets into the teeth of the lane, kicks it out. A three on the way for Bell. That's good for James Bell, and the Wildcats, Steve, starting to rain from downtown.
Just a little bit of momentum, a little bit of confidence is all these guys need. And once that starts going at home on your home court, Big East team, just seems to happen when you play big teams, Eddie.
Mike Myers-Kitt will try to answer with a three. He can't off the front iron. Rebound pulled down by Kennedy. They want to run. Malik Waynes into the front court now for the Wildcats. Nifty dribbling. Pulls up for three. No good. Short. Cheek offensive rebound. He goes up with it. That's good. Dominic Cheek's got 20 in the first half. 5 seconds remaining before halftime. Tillotson will cross the timeline. Four, now three. Will hand for Nesmith. His three to end the first half. Buzzer is short, no good. Nicholas's putback is no good. And the Hawks will go with a halftime, Steve, trailing Villanova 55. 30.